And this is WNYC in New York. It is 8:04, mid-50s with rain and windy out there. Good morning, I'm Michael Hill. A ban on most apartment broker fees in New York City took effect more than 4 months ago. Now, since then, renters have filed hundreds of complaints to the city's Consumer Protection Agency. WNYC's David Brand explains.
A spokesperson for the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection says the agency received over 1,100 complaints and questions related to the broker fee law since June. The new measure bans broker fees, unless the tenant explicitly hires a broker to help them with their apartment search. But not everyone is playing by the new rules. So far, the city has issued 25 summonses and settled 3 cases with landlords and brokers who violated the new measure. The law is meant to help renters avoid hefty upfront fees, but critics say landlords will raise rents to cover a cost that they may now have to pay.
Governor Kathy Hochul is facing a fight over the New York State budget as she runs for re-election. WNYC's Jimmy Vielkan reports on the lean times ahead.
Hochul's budget director is telling agencies to hold spending flat for the upcoming year. The state faces a deficit of at least $10 billion that could grow bigger with looming federal cuts. Advocates say there will be a fight over whether to raise taxes on the rich to maintain services. Andrew Rhine of the Citizens Budget Commission says Hochul should be wary of driving wealthy people away.
I don't think that this is the time to take that risk, certainly preemptively, before we've maximized the use of our own money and seen what we have to deal with on the federal cuts.
Progressive groups say the wealthy should pay more to help working people. They say holding spending flat is really a service cut. Hochul will present a budget in January.
The annual New York City Columbus Day Parade is canceled this year because of a weather-related state emergency declared in New York. The event's organizers announced it late last night that anticipated high winds, heavy rains, and flooding mean the parade cannot go forward and will not be rescheduled. That's a reason to keep everybody safe there. We have 25-minute delays on Metro North's Hudson Line trains both ways. Weather, service adjustments on NJ Transit, so check before you head out the door. The roads are mostly clear right now, but expect some truck restrictions on some local crossings because of the high winds. And then remember, for this holiday, alternate side parking in New York City is suspended, but we still must pay the parking meters. We're in the mid-50s now with some rain and strong winds. Coastal flood warning and high wind warnings all the way till 6 this evening. Rain and a high of 59 and breezy. Be careful out there.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon Prime Video, presenting Lazarus from mystery writer Harlan Coben, a tale of lies, murder, and long-buried family secrets. Starring Sam Claflin and Bill Nye. Premieres October 22nd on Prime Video.